Hey guys, hope you're having a great day wherever you're tuning in from. I appreciate you. Sarah appreciates you tuning in. And today I have another great conversation, and this is with a couple, Dr. George Nam and his wife Vanessa, and they have been coaching and married for over 25 years. And in 2018, they began specializing in physician marriage coaching, because Dr. George is a physician and he is a graduate of West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine and has been a trained family physician for over 25 years. And Vanessa is a relationship and intimacy coach trained in the Somatica Method from the Somatica Institute in San Francisco, California. And today we talk about a lot of the experiences they've learned from their work with clients, but also through their nearly 30 years of marriage. I think there's a lot of value in talking to a real couple who's been together for that long and all of the things that come along with it. And we dig into struggling with feelings and wants and needs and how to communicate around them, and also a bit about parenting and the struggles that that can present. They have raised three kids together, and I really enjoyed talking about that with them. We don't cover that a ton on this podcast. I know I'm a parent. A lot of you guys out there are parents, and that is its own task in itself, and certainly an area of our lives that can put a lot of pressure on a relationship. So definitely tune in to the end of the show to hear their thoughts on that. As always, we really appreciate you guys tuning in, leaving those 5-star reviews. It's still barely spring, I guess, wherever you're listening or when you're listening. Here in Costa Rica, it's hard to tell because it's always pretty warm, but I always joke that we're going to have our summer review drive where we get you guys to get in and leave reviews if you find this podcast valuable. If you find this episode valuable or a past or anything in between, it really helps out a lot when you guys get in there and leave those reviews. We appreciate it. Enjoy today's show.
I absolutely love cooking a delicious and healthy meal. But if I'm honest, I kind of hate going to the grocery store and having to plan ahead to buy certain ingredients. There's just not enough hours in the day. So lately, I'm feeling quite thankful to have discovered a meal delivery service called Green Chef. Green Chef saves you time by taking care of meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you. I know you might be thinking, if you don't go to the grocery store yourself, how do you know if you're getting the quality foods that you want? But don't worry. With Green Chef, you get hand-picked organic veggies and premium proteins, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. And if you're like me, the service is amazing for anyone with dietary restrictions or health goals. Green Chef's options for every lifestyle include keto and paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free. Green Chef makes cooking easy for me. Now I get to spend less time stressing and more time enjoying fun, delicious meals. With pre-portioned, easy-to-follow recipes that are delivered right to your door, Green Chef is healthy, tasty, and convenient. Try it today. Right now, the number one meal kit for eating well is offering a delicious deal to our listeners. Go to greenchef.com/IDO130 and use the code IDO130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/IDO130 and use the code IDO130 to get $130 off plus free shipping.
Hi, George and Vanessa. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, Chase, it's an honor to be on your show. You and Sarah do great work, and we're just happy to be a small part of what you do.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on.
Well, we appreciate it, and there is no show without guests like you guys, so thank you so much for coming on. And I'm excited to talk to you guys for a number of reasons, but you have been married almost 30 years, and we don't have a ton of couples on, let alone couples that have been together for that long. So excited to dive into the wisdom and the trials and tribulations and everything that you guys have learned throughout that time. And I thought we could start with talking about communicating around our feelings, wants, and needs, which is really all about how we need to communicate in a relationship. So what are some of the ways in which people stumble, and then we'll talk about ways that we could do it better?
I would say some of the ways that folks stumble is misinterpreting each other. And like, for example, you know, our body language speaks as well as the words that we use when we're communicating. So we have to take that into consideration. You know, sometimes if our spouse says something that we don't like, of course, there may be eye rolls or, you know, other body language that just tips the scale in the negative direction, and then disconnection happens. And so we teach communication styles so that disconnection does not happen, that you stay connected with your partner even through difficult things.
And to kind of dovetail with that a little bit, what we find is, I mean, you bring up an excellent point. And unfortunately, a lot of this work should be done before you even get married. And it's a about how woeful premarital preparation is. It's not something that's required. And, you know, if you do ascribe to a religion, really there's not much that is done. So what we have found out that there's a lot of couples that fail to talk about substantive things. For instance, you know, the superficial things like, do you like to travel? Do you, what are your hot buttons? Do you like to go to movies? All this is superficial. They don't get into talking about things like, well, here we are living right here, assuming that it's not a long distance relationship, but we're living here. Is this something that you want to happen after we got married? Do you have a job, for instance, where you might be in training that's going to require you to go to a different area? Is that something that's okay with you? Or are you firmly planted in where you are because of your family? Or are you okay with kids? Kids is a big one. And we can get into an issue we ourselves had in about that. But not only talking about whether you want to have kids, but how many kids that you want. And so these issues, these kinds of subjects are uncomfortable. And so what happens is couples tend to want to not talk about something that's uncomfortable. And they say, oh, well, after we exchange the rings and the ceremony's over, everything is going to be okay. And unfortunately, 99 9/10% of the time, that is absolutely not the case. And so something that could have been prevented beforehand now is a full-blown issue that's magnified by the fact that you are now married. So we run into a lot of couples just not really knowing what they want out of a relationship. What do they want personally? What do they need personally? What do they want as a couple? What are their goals as a couple? And these are the kind of things that that we see in our clients that we help guide them to figuring those things out.
Can you share a little bit? I want to talk about how you guide the couples, but maybe you could share the issue you alluded to that you guys had around kids.
Oh, absolutely, Chase. I come from a family of five kids. I have two brothers and two sisters. And I also, my mother was an only child, and it was something that she really spoke quite often when she was living, God rest her soul. And it was a regret to her that she didn't have a brother or a sister. And it wasn't because my grandmother didn't want her to have another, didn't want for her to have a sister or a brother. It's just she was advised by physicians at that time, and this was probably back, oh, I would say in the 30s, that she couldn't have any more kids, so there was really not an attempt to really try to do that. So she regretted that. And so she wanted a bigger family. We had a bigger family, and it just was such a great thing for me, because I always had somebody to talk to, always had somebody to play with. And at a later stage in life where I'm at now, it's even more important for that. I'll let Vanessa talk about what her thoughts on the subject were.
When Jeep and I met and then dated, we did talk about children. And down deep inside, I was conflicted about having children, about the number of children, because you might find this silly, but I didn't think that I would be a good enough mother. So because of that reason, I felt like, you know, one is enough. Plus, I have a chronic illness. And how will I love two children? So all of that going through my mind. And unfortunately, I set myself up for several years of he and I arguing about the subject. You know, he wanted more children. I only wanted one. We had our first child very quickly after, well, we got married, and then we were pregnant the next month. And then I was fine to just hold everything off there. But it was a very, very hot topic. And every time we went to talk about it, there would be arguments. And we would start tripping on each other. And, you know, the arguments got heated. And so they were extremely uncomfortable. And we didn't really know how to effectively communicate that to each other without stepping on a bomb, so to speak. So we really took our goals into value and discovered that, okay, I'll have more than one child.
Well, you know, at first it was a compromise. After our first was born, you know, I probably was ready within another year to start to have another one. I was 33 when we got married. Vanessa's 5 years younger than me. So there was kind of I don't know if you would call it a biological clock. I guess it was a biological issue, which I, being a physician, am quite aware of. And so she wasn't ready to do that. So I said, all right, well, let's plan for 2 years as well as you can plan. So 2 years came about, and there was still that, well, I just want to have one child. And so the issue kept, you know, it came up, and by that time we were a little further along in our relationship, and we had continued to communicate about it. It was still a hot topic, but not as much so. And I will say, to give her credit, Vanessa compromised on this issue a lot more than I did. And the result is that we have three lovely children that we're just absolutely ecstatic about. One just who just recently left the house, married. So, but the point is, this is something that you need to be square on before you get married, because it just causes unneeded strife if you work it out ahead of time.
Before we continue on, we want to tell you about today's sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated, and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at HERO.co.
Thank you for sharing. And you alluded to couples avoiding the hard conversations. And I've shared this on the show before, but I love the quote. I don't know who it's from, but success in life can be measured by the number of difficult conversations you have, something to that effect. And I think it's certainly in relationships, because if you don't address these things, you know, you could be nervous about talking to your partner. Certainly, if it's been an issue that leads to arguments, but maybe you've never talked about the kids thing. You have a suspicion that your partner might not want kids. You really want them, but you don't bring it up because maybe you're scared of the answer. You're scared it's going to turn into an argument, and it doesn't solve anything. You're just really either suppressing a deep desire that you have, or you're delaying the inevitable blow up down the road. So it's a valuable insight of what you said of like having those hard conversations. Are there any things that you would tell our listeners as far as the steps to take to navigate something like that? And you said it led to arguments, but maybe something that you guys would do differently so that they can not lead to arguments.
Yeah, what we could have done differently was talk more about our feelings. You know, feelings are pretty hard to talk about, right? Especially if we know we're going to potentially make somebody angry with us. But like you said, and I agree with what you said wholeheartedly, if you don't talk about them, you're just forcing them into the future. And at some point, you will have to discuss it. So what we could have done was touched more on feelings. And then, you know, my becoming more vulnerable and, you know, telling him that I was really afraid. And I was afraid for a lot of reasons. You know, some I mentioned. Another reason I haven't mentioned yet was I was previously married before I was with Jeep. And that was a marriage that had addiction issues in it, and that was never going to change. And so I made a decision to leave that marriage. But with Jeep, I was so gun shy because I thought, here I have one divorce under my belt. Am I making a mistake here? So being able to share all of that with him, he understood my feelings because I was vulnerable. And then therefore he was able to empathize instead of get angry and, you know, say like, I understand now where that fear is coming from. So we were able to dig a lot deeper than just surface feelings. We went deeper than that.
And when you talk about feelings, what one thing may mean to one spouse may mean something different to another spouse. So when you talk, talk with, okay, what is this feeling that you're having on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it something that's not really hard and fast? Is it a deal breaker type of thing? Is it a 5 or is it between a 5 and a 10? And then you say, this intensity makes me feel like an impending thunderstorm. And most people, you know, both of you have experienced thunderstorms and you know what that feels like. There is this anxiety that comes with the storm. What's going to happen as a result of that? So in talking about your feelings and illuminating them with these kind of descriptions are so much, it's just so much more helpful when you communicate. And to get more directly to what you initially asked, Chase, is because there is a lack of clarity, the first thing that we do with people that we coach is we take them through that clarity and say, okay, have you really thought about what you want out of your relationship? Have you really thought about what you need out of your relationship? If not really given that a lot of thought, so start with clarity and move from there. But that's where you find out the wants. That's where you find out the needs. Those have to be square if you're going to make progress with your relationship.
And discover what the non-negotiables are.
Absolutely. And it's such a basic thing. But as you are saying, a lot of us don't sit there at multiple times, at the beginning of a relationship, middle, at all points, to sit down and go, well, what is it that I want? And then looking at those things and then understanding if they're realistic expectations as well. Because I think a lot of times we have unrealistic ideas about how our partner should show up, how a relationship should be. Our partner should read our mind. You know, what do you mean?
There you go.
I'm trying to tell you, but a lot of times we got to point the finger back at ourselves. And you, Vanessa, just had mentioned non-negotiables. Again, sitting with that, and even better if you're doing it when you're single and going into a relationship, but it's never too late. And those things can certainly change. But I think the underlying value system that we want to have in our lives and have with our partner and what our non-negotiables are is so important to understand for ourselves, take that pause, and then to communicate it to our partner.
And that's where, okay, what's the intensity of your non-negotiable? Is there an ability to move a little bit towards the middle? And I have kind of always been a compromise type of guy. I've to me, there's not a lot where there can't at least be some movement. And so, we absolutely instill that, when we're talking, about clarity. So, I know it's not surprising to you guys. The longer that we go in coaching, the more that we're not surprised that this basic type of foundation that you would think is there just is not.
I'd also like to add, you know, sometimes, Chase, it's a struggle to understand ourselves, right?
Sometimes, lots of times.
Yeah. So if we're confused about our feeling, just think about how much more confusing we are to our spouse.
Mm-hmm. It's about having some self-awareness, and really, that goes along with really knowing what you want. Or are our partners or our spouses trying to? Do we think that, to use a science term, do they think that this is just going to soak into their brain like osmosis? Well, no, it's not. And so what does the word assume mean? And we all know what assume means and what that turns out to happen to us. To think, for instance, oh, well, you know, my spouse should know that. Well, if you've not talked about it, how are they going to know that? And so what happens is, with this thought that, well, they should know that, then there becomes this distance, because the conversation, communication is not happening. A gap increases, which, if you don't address it, worsens. And then you start to see significant fractures in the relationship that are not necessary if you do the proper work.
Yeah, and not assuming. And it sounds basic, but I said it earlier, our partner can't read our minds. And as you said, Vanessa, if we have trouble understanding what's going on sometimes, certainly we're not perfect at explaining it either. And imagine how our partner is understanding us. And I think if we can take that perspective, then we can have more compassion and empathy for ourselves and for our partner, because they're on the other side trying to understand us, trying to understand themselves too, and communicate those things as well. And that's the whole dance, right?
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
Exactly. Exactly. It is a dance. Yep.
And you said something really key there about having compassion and empathy. What we coach is you want to give 100% of each other to the relationship. But what exactly does 100% mean? Like bringing up Vanessa, for instance, some days when she's in pain, when she's fatigued, 30% may be her 100%. And it's understanding and empathy that allows you to believe that. And so someday you may be giving your 100%, and it may even be, maybe it's 110 or 120%, but it's that knowledge through knowing each other, through experience, through communication, that there is going to be a time where the shoe is going to be on the other foot. So in keeping that mind, and that is something that has happened to us so frequently in the 30 years that we've been married, in the 31 years we've been together. And that's knowing that this, at some point, the shoe's going to be on the other foot, and we're going to be there for each other when that happens.
Let's talk a little bit about parenting and the challenges of parenting. You guys already mentioned you have raised 3 kids together, and kids can be tough individually as parents,
oh, yeah,
just dealing with the kids, obviously, and then a lot of stress put on the relationship. So can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the challenges you guys faced or that you find with couples and how we can navigate them?
I can tell you that it's key when you decide that you're going to have kids that, and this goes with work really that should be done prior to getting married, but you talk about how you're going to raise them. What values do both of you agree on? And be on the same page as far as disciplining them. Because kids, as you know, are they smell weakness. And if you're not consistent, you know, they're going to go to what they consider to be the weakest link, you know, just like the show said, you are the weakest link. Come on.
So exactly.
Yeah. So kids know that. It's just, they intuitively know that. So you need to be on the same page with that. And fortunately with Vanessa and I, we have been on the same page with that.
And here's how we did it. We made a pact with each other that was whenever one of the kids came to us and we feel they were trying to divide us or pick us off, we would and pit us against each other, because of course they're working really, really hard to get what they want and, you know, have a tendency to really push your buttons and put you against each other. But we made the pact that we would always have a discussion. So say, for example, our daughter came to us and said, well, I want this. And I'm thinking, okay, I already know what Jeep is probably thinking. But I say to my child, well, let me talk to Dad about that. Now they may come back and say, well, I already talked to Dad about it. I would say to them, okay, let me just have a conversation with him and I'll get back to you on that. That is how we handled teenage years, because those are extremely stressful. You know, are we sitting here saying we did everything right? Absolutely not. We're human. And there were times when possibly he didn't agree with me, but we just always are aware that we have this agreement to talk with each other. Now, why I say were or are is our son is still in the house, but he's 9 years old. So in a few more months, he'll be going off to college. So we're getting very, very close to being empty nesters.
It's just really important that, you know, that you stay on that same page, because it causes a lot of issues if you don't. Another part of parenting that was something that was an issue for us is that we said to ourselves that in order to be good parents, we needed to place our relationship first. Because if you don't place your relationship first, then that really you're not going to be able to be there for your kids. So for me, being in a very busy, stressful occupation, we made it a point to say we were going to get away every 3 months and try to take a week or so off. And so what would the kids do? Kids would come up to us and say, Mommy, Daddy, can we go with you? So we would sit them down and say, no, hon, we can't do that, because we are going to go away so Mommy and Daddy can have time to themselves, to be with each other. So when we come back, we can be better for all of you. And this isn't something that you could really say once, because the questions are going to happen repeatedly every time that you go away. So you have to stick with that, which we did. I can't tell you the number of clients that we've had that we bring up this subject, and they're all about taking their kids away with them and not spending time on their relationship themselves. Because when you take kids with you, you end up doing is worrying about how you're going to entertain them. And you really don't spend the time that you need on your relationship. So that's something that we say you really need to do that. And, you know, the good thing about it is our kids came to understand that, and they saw the fruits of what would happen when we would be alone together for a period of time. And so that's a great thing. And it's dovetailing with that is you really can't be your kids' friends. My dad kind of, you know, that was a thing that I learned growing up, but it's learned, it's true, because there needs to be a boundary there between the parent and the child. Doesn't mean that they can't talk to you. Certainly you want to keep those lines of communication open, but there's got to be a boundary there, because over time, which is natural, that line of respect kind of is blurred. And so to me, and I think Vanessa will agree with that, it doesn't allow you to be the parent that that you can be. And certainly that's, you know, or we want to be.
Or what the child needs. The child needs a parent.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's a lot to dive into there, and we'll have to have you guys back on, and we'll just dedicate it all to parenting, because that's a whole other kind of relationship task that some of us are faced with, and so I appreciate you guys touching on it a little bit. And certainly a lot of the things we cover on this show around communicating, understanding your feelings are good to pass on to our kids and to communicate with them in the ways that we talk about. So thank you guys for covering that. And we'll have to have you back on, like I said, to dive a little deeper. So really appreciate this conversation. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online? And if there's anything that you want to leave them with, and then we'll say goodbye.
Oh, absolutely. For one thing, we've thoroughly enjoyed this time with you, Chase. It's been a labor of love in a lot of ways, and we definitely look forward to spending more time with you again in the future. Interested listeners can get a hold of us on our website, which is www.bestfriendsagain.com. We have a book out, which is What's Forever For, which just won a gold medal. I don't mean to put a plug in there, but I'm so proud of it. It just won a gold medal in one of the writing associations that I belong to in the self-help and marriage category. So it's out there. A lot of our programs based on the book. So you can get that. If you don't want to buy the book, you can go on the website and download a chapter of the book, which talks about one of the ways of communication that we use that's very effective. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram. So we've got a pretty decent presence there. So yeah, we really invite people to come to any of those areas. We have an area where you can fill out a relationship needs assessment, which even if you decide that you don't need anything, it's really something that is a gift, because, you know, like we concentrate on health and wellness in our physical being, but sometimes we don't concentrate on health and wellness with our relationships. And that's something that helps to do that.
Yeah, it'll give you some ideas. Maybe you think everything's okay, but once you see the questions in the assessment, it might put some thought, definitely open some thoughts for discussion.
And as far as what we would like to leave people is that understand that you're not alone, that there are a lot of people, a lot of couples that are dealing with issues that you're dealing with, some even more intense than what you're dealing with. And I know it's difficult to be vulnerable. It's embarrassing to some. Please don't do that. And please don't suffer in silence. Get the help if you need it. And certainly we're here for you at any time.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Our listeners can find all the links in our show notes and on our website at idopodcast.com. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you, Chase.
Yes, thanks again. Just a great time.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day happy couple challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.